ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
Ha ha, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, this first hour is about the sport of boxing. Our second hour on the Sports Byline Network will be all about the sport of mixed martial arts and, of course, the UFC, UFC 145, just a week away. But tonight, on HBO pay-per-view, Juan Manuel Marquez, the man that sliced and diced Manny Pacquiao last November, of course, didn't get the decision, but he deserved to win the fight. There's no question about that in my mind. In the mind of most pundits. Now, if you ask a Filipino about that, an objective Filipino would tell you that Manny Pacquiao lost the fight. A regular Filipino, one of those guys walking down the street, a pack nut per se, would say, Manny Pacquiao won the fight. But no, Manny Pacquiao lost the fight. Anyway, Juan Manuel Marquez on the air tonight on HBO pay-per-view. Our show today will be a tribute show of sorts. We'll start off with Nick Charles, of course, late Nick Charles, formerly with CNN and of Showtime. He'll be our first guest. We're going to go back in time and play some Nick Charles video audio. And then we'll do some work on Genaro Hernandez. Of course, he passed away a year ago. We'll talk with Genaro for just a minute. We'll show some videos on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. You can watch the videos and listen to the show there. I've got all the audio and all the video together, so that's all rocking and rolling right there on facebook.com/ringtalk. You can catch us on Twitter, use the # ringtalk, or give us a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
One can have a dream, babe.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon. Star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark,
two
yeah.
Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Watch unlimited adult movies now at FireTV.XXX. Now all your favorite adult movies are available 24/7 at the touch of a button. The hottest stars, 15,000 movies, and 75,000 clips from over 100 erotic studios. All ready for your unlimited viewing pleasure. No more midnight trips to the video store. No more DVDs to deal with. On your smartphone, on your computer, on any connected device, anytime, anywhere. Go to FireTV.XXX to receive your free 7-day trial now. Play with fire. Fire TV, the ultimate adult video experience. FireTV.XXX, on demand adult video. That's FireTV.XXX. Get our exclusive free 7-day trial now. Go to FireTV.XXX. That's FireTV.XXX for your free 7-day trial now.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we air every Saturday morning on the American Forces Network for the cable radio. And then we're, of course, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Nick Charles passed away June 25th, 2011. Here's an interview I did with Nick back in January of 2010 when he thought he was on the road to recovery. Nick, wonderful to have you in the house this evening, man. Very good evening to you. How are you and the family?
Pedro, we're doing well. I couldn't be better. When we talk about comebacks and this and that, and people were just, in fact, I was just looking at messages from friends and people in boxing, actually, and I said, you know, what alternative did I really have? It was, my choice was either to check out or fight this thing, and so far, somebody else called me in boxing earlier and said, you know, it's sort of like a 12-round fight. Hey, man, you were really knocked down early and lost some 10-8 rounds with this kind of thing, with this kind of cancer. But it's like a guy who's coming back is like Juan Manuel Marquez against Pacquiao, that type of thing.
Okay. I you are on the Wall of Fame at ringtalk.com, and you are there because of the contributions you made not only to the broadcasting biz, of course, one of the original, I can say this affectionately, one of the original talking heads of CNN. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? I always used to look at some of those anchors. I said, they have anchor butt, and like even and from, you know, the thin veneer from so-and-so to so-and-so, but behind that, like, face or something, there was, you know, the porch light was on, but nobody was home, that type of thing. I mean, I've seen enough anchors who were talking heads who say, hello, my name is blank, because they didn't fill in the blanks on the teleprompter. The one thing we always prided ourselves on in sports, and every sports person who does highlights, et cetera, who's an anchor, you know, you got to think on your feet, and you write your own copy for better or worse. So it's more than a lot of news anchors do, you know, and at least in UK and in Europe, they call them news readers. I never thought I was that. I always thought, hey, man, for better or worse, I got to use my own language. And either it's helped me or hurt me all these years, but I'm still standing.
Good enough. Your first card back now in several months, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Chris Avalos and Jose Nieves. That was your main event, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, and it was. I thought it would be a bigger challenge for Avalos. He was he's kind of guy. He's got a lot of confidence, bordering on cocky. You know, he seems to be in a rush at 21 or 20, actually, just turned 20. 15 fights now, and I thought that Nieves, with such a solid technical foundation, Pedro would give him fits for a while anyway, at least to survive and stretch him out. First scheduled 10-rounder, first main event on national television. But Avalos is all about aggression, and sometimes his best defense is his offense. But he really took it to this Puerto Rican, and I was very impressed. So, you know, we're talking maybe this guy, next thing, maybe a top 15 fighter. I wouldn't rush somebody at 20, but he seems to be really on the right kind of flight path to being somebody special.
Do you know why cocky kids and kids from the hood have to be pushed? I mean, sort of have to take an accelerated path to stardom? Because longevity is not
in the car sometimes because of their lifestyle, because of where they're from, the whole nine yards. It's just not happening. You hear what I'm saying? So, like Fernando Vargas, they rushed him into that fight with Trinidad because, you know, he was having problems outside of the ring. So
that's a good point, Pedro. You know, I fully understand that growing up in Chicago in a poor neighborhood. And I understand about boxers always that you want to be somebody so bad. But then, you know, it could go bad. We were talking about Francisco Bojado the other day.
Yeah.
And we saw him on Showbox our first year. And I said, man, this guy could be extraordinary. And then the second or third time he was on the show, his entourage was bigger than Tyson's. And I said, you know, this is something wrong for a guy who's so far away from being a champion. So it's a matter of keeping your head on straight, and that's really difficult because boxing, you know, historically you spring from nothing. You spring from nothing, and all of a sudden you're somebody, and you just have to keep it in check and keep it in perspective, and it's really asking a lot, as you said, from a young guy. But one thing about Avalos, and back to him, not that the show's about him, he's very well-grounded and focused. He's got two parents with him all the time. They're in his corner. His mother is really the stone-cold boss of the family. His father trains him. And it's the kind of foundation that really, really helps. And it's good to see. When we go to the fighters' meetings, his mom's there, his father's there, and you don't often see that with fighters and with a lot of athletes, you know.
You're tuned to Extra Sports 860, home of the Stanford Cardinal, and of course, the Oakland Athletics of the American League. Of course, we've got baseball season just coming up in a couple of months, folks. So don't forget, the Oakland A's are here, 860 on the AM dial. Extra Sports 860, the new sports authority here in Northern California. On the line from his lair on the East Coast, of course, is Showtime's very own Nick Charles, making his big comeback this past Friday night on Showbox, going to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, you know, this is your first fight card in how long? 7 months?
I did the Pacquiao for Showtime at 6 months. Yeah. Pedro, I did the Pacquiao Cotto fight, the international feed. Bob Arum was great. Bob Arum says, hey, I don't care what you look like. We know you could do the job, you know, because I look like I went 15 with Foreman and then 15 with Frazier in their primes, you know, from all this chemo and stuff. And it was really a struggle getting, at least up until the day. I was hurting. I got to be honest with you, but I said, I got to suck this up because I made a commitment, but I was just laying in bed and Vegas, and bingo, I woke up that morning. I said, wow, I feel like $1 million. I could run through a wall. So, you know, that adrenaline got me through that card. But now that I've been off the chemo for almost 2 months, it's just a big difference in the whole bit, the energy and such. But, yeah, to be back, I was just talking to my boss at Showtime, Gordon Hall, and a lot of well-wishers, and it didn't seem like I missed a beat. I never felt like I was away. But I really never believed. I always held out a lot of hope that Showbox would be part of my future, and sure enough, it has been. So, hey, life is really good. I can't complain, Pedro, and not only that, I'm very, very grateful about life. I think I always have been. That's helped my attitude. You know, it's just a, no matter how many knocks you take in life, and sometimes you look at things and you say, I never said why me with stuff. I just have always tried to expect the best in people. I'm not some naive dude, believe me. Okay.
Nick Charles, our guest, having come back from cancer, folks, it's 2009 comeback fighter of the year. Got to switch subjects a little bit. We'll stay with the medical issue, health insurance. Are you paying 20% of your medical bills? Are you paying all your medical bills? Do you have health insurance? How did it go down?
Well, no, thank God. I got to tell you, you got to be covered in this country. You know, my wife works for CNN, and we have policies through her, of course, because I'm a gun for hire in boxing. You know, you don't get, believe me, I'm not crying, but it's a different thing. But I don't know if this is even something you want. Well, you brought it up, so I'll tell you little things like when you go for chemo and they really give it to you because they got to give you the strong stuff and they knock the hell out of you. Well, when your red blood count goes down to nothing, you're on the floor and you're that's the gas in your tank. But your white blood count goes to pot too, so you're susceptible to any kind of infection. So when you leave the hospital at the end of your chemo, each time they give you a shot. Well, the shot costs $6,000. It's six large for a shot. So think about that. If you don't have great insurance, I've talked to nurses, I've talked to doctors. I said, can everybody get this shot? I got really good insurance. And some people have said, oh, they'll give it to everybody gets it. Some people say, no, people don't take it. And it's really a shame in our country, you know, that some people can't afford and they got to pass on something that obviously could threaten their life to do without.
The only modern country in the world without some type of health plan for the poor and downtrodden in this country. Okay, shifting gears from that. So you've come back now. What's the weight like? Have you put on the weight? Put the weight back on?
I never lost it, man. I was in the gym 4 or 5 times a week, all the time. I said, you know, you're looking at the dumbbells. You're doing this. Your energy's down. Maybe you're not working as fast, but I said, I'm just going to work just as hard. And really, with the strength, you know how you could at least measure yourself in the gym, and you say, you know, I'm lifting the same amount of weights, doing the same amount of reps, and doing the same type of workouts I did before I knew I had cancer. So I thought that was really psychologically and physically important for me, and it really helped me, I think, because, you know, when I was doing chemo, these 4-day knockout sessions, you know, you're doing wall push-ups and dips, and the first couple of days the nurses are laughing at me and the doctors, and then I remember the fourth day I was doing them, my last day, the nurses are doing them with me, you know, and they said, you know, you're doing the right thing, because a lot of people come in, and everybody has different cancers, Pedro, everybody. When people call me, oh, Lance Armstrong beat it, he had a different kind of thing. It was a different deal. You know, my uncle had this. But the point is, they said, there's a lot of cancers here, but the people who do crappy are the ones who go in bed, lay there for four days, get the chemo, and they do lousy because they got a bad attitude, and they go home, and it just doesn't seem to help them, you know. So I think that the one thing you could control is a good attitude and taking care of yourself, because, damn, I took care of myself before this, you know, and it still happened to me. It was a random thing, so I'm not gonna spit the bit out, like they say at the racetrack.
You know, I've had a lot of death in the family in the past 15 years, mother, father, stepfather, this and that.
Oh, boy.
Stepfather, when he had cancer and the chemo, this and that, I used to pick him up. We'd take him over. We used to give him brownies and pot and that kind of good stuff, and that really relieved him. I mean, that really brought him back down to earth, and he told me that because of that he was able to eat, and he was able to sort of keep his mind off his woes. Was medicinal marijuana part of your recovery?
No, somebody asked me that the other day. I never even considered it. I mean, the side effects are horrible with the chemo, with this heavy, because they gave me the hardest chemo there is. They said, either that or you're going to be, I don't want to sound melodramatic, but I said, what if I don't take this chemo? They said, well, you got 4 to 6 months to live. That's it. You know, so I said,
yikes.
Well, the choice is right there. I'm taking it. But they said, we're going to hit you with the biggest bat we got. It's the only way to stop this. So, you know, and you're going to get side effects, and I don't even want to get into them. They're really, really bad on your body. So I understand where your stepfather was coming from, but I just said, you know, I'm toughing this through. I don't know if I'm eating cardboard here or, you know, or a juicy steak, but I'm going to get through it, and whatever it is, you know. And there were days, yeah, it was no fun, but like I said, what's the alternative, Pedro? You know, I believe in eternity. I'm good with that. I'm good with God. I'm not, like, frightened about it. Nobody wants to die, but so I had a lot of peace, but I want to be around. I got a little daughter I love so much, my wife, you know, it's so much more. I want to learn. I want to see more fights. You know, I look at these young kids come up, Chris Avalos, hey, I want to be around to see him go for the title or not. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of motivation for me. At the same time, I'm very much at peace, but I always felt, well, you know, thank God I didn't get too nauseated. I've heard the horror stories. At least I was able to eat, and I kept eating, and, you know, so I kept my weight up. It's great.
Okay. Victor Conti was on the show a few weeks ago. He of Tower of Power fame back in the 70s, and of course, the man that ran Balco, the mad scientist, from rock musician to mad scientist. I've never understood that, but he sort of tried to explain that in a 1-hour show. In fact, he just told me he might be here for the entire show next week here on Extra Sports 860 at 6:05 p.m. next Sunday night when Pedro Fernandez takes over the radio airwaves here on the new Sports Authority of Northern California. So Victor Conti says that EPO is something that increases the amount of oxygen in an athlete's blood from 25% to 30%. And he said that guys can take this, and that he said, you know, he said that Shane Mosley admitted taking it under oath and things like that. But guys can take this, and what it does is it increases their endurance dramatically. I mean, imagine having 30% more in the tank than in the 10th round than your foe, and you guys are of equal stature. So what I'm trying to say is, what about this thing with Floyd Mayweather? Was there merit to what he was saying, in which he wanted Pacquiao tested, now that Mosley's going to agree to that same type of testing?
Well, you know, I mean, sure, Mosley will. Mosley was guilty the one time, as you say, but I don't want to get – I think the important thing here is at the racetrack, a jockey, they have to have an assurance of innocence because you're betting on game. I mean, that was always the premise of horse racing. If it wasn't gambling, nobody would go to the racetrack. But boxing supposedly is a little different. The unfortunate thing is there's no regulation. You know as well as I, Pedro, you do a fight in St. Louis or something, Missouri at a little at a Hilton hotel, which guys have done. They don't do the proper medicals, really, and such. They don't pay for all the stuff. Now, I think a blood test would be great for every fighter, but I think it would be fabulous. How much would it cost? Now, you're talking about undercards. A promoter does a little card in Oklahoma off TV. Is he going to be inclined to do a boxing card if he's got to pay $200 for every box, every fighter's blood test, for example?
No, Nick, and I'm with you on that one. I'm talking about the mega fights where there's millions of dollars on the line.
But how do you draw the line? But you say, okay, once a fight is over $1 million, you have to do it. I'm all for it. I think it would be fabulous. I want the assurance of innocence. You know, when I say a guy's packed on weight, you know, I was at CNN doing the good feel-good story, chasing Sosa and McGuire all over the country. Wow, this is great. This is just what baseball needed back then. And then, you know, there's that suspicion, and people are turning a blind eye and saying, no, it's too good for the game. And Manny Pacquiao's too good for the game right now. You know, he really is. He's absolutely crossed over a little bit, and he's got people who aren't big boxing addicts interested in the game. But that said, if he has nothing to hide is the one argument, then do it. But Mayweather, is he trying to get into his head? Is it legitimate? Do you not want to fight him? Mayweather couldn't have known, no, Pacquiao won't do this. It's just an excuse to get out of the fight because I'm afraid of the guy. There's too much money on the table. Yeah, you know, I think Floyd's really after preserving that carefully constructed perfect record. I mean, that said, I already picked him to beat Pacquiao in that fight, and I could tell you my reason someday. But I would love to see it across the board because it's not going to hurt anything, and I'd hate to see yet another scandal for this sport. We don't need it.
The Comeback Kid, Nick Charles on the line. When's your next Showtime gig?
Next Friday night, actually. I can't wait. We got a doubleheader. I'm just working on the script right now, and I'm sort of interesting. Freddie Hernandez, a guy who's 30, he's got one loss. Is he a prospect? Is he a legitimate top 15 welterweight someday? He's 27-1, but he's fighting DeMarcus Corley, who's lost really. He's won only 5 of his last 13 fights, but he could make a lot of people look bad today, and that's what we're hoping, that he will really be a test for this guy. And we'll see where Hernandez is. Does he fit the Showbox profile? Is he a fraud? Does he get exposed? Does he take the next step? You know, I just hope Corley has enough left to really be a challenge there. So that's our main event, and, just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
Pound for pound, the baddest man around, Nick Charles of Showtime. Nick, congratulations on the comeback. Say hello to wife, and I wish you the very best in 2010, my brother.
And to you, Pedro. I hope I see you ringside sooner than later, buddy.
Nick Charles, folks. The late Nick Charles passed away last year. We will be back with some more of Nick Charles and a CNN tribute right after this.
The way that you walk, the way that you talk.
What if you can get an extra quarter tank of gas free every time you filled up? That's what it's like when you have the revolutionary new Platinum Vapor Injection System installed in your vacuum line. The PVI is a tiny, easy-to-install device that can increase your gas mileage by up to 25% according to U.S. government-verified testing, and it's guaranteed. Find out more right now by calling 1-800-504-7984. That's 1-800-504-7984. The PVI system is a tiny device that you install yourself under the hood in just seconds without even using tools. There's a PVI system in over 250,000 vehicles worldwide, and government-verified testing proved it works. Call 1-800-504-7984. Start getting up to 25% better gas mileage, guaranteed, and save thousands of dollars a year with the Platinum Vapor Injection System. Call 1-800-504-7984 for the new Platinum Vapor Injection System. 1-800-504-7984.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Nick Charles was a CNN original, the first voice to deliver sports news on the then-fledgling cable television network.
Good evening, I'm Nick Charles with Bob Kurtz. This is Sports to the Moment.
Before the advent of 24-hour sports news channels, Charles was the network's nightly authority when it came to chronicling the winners and the losers of the games people play. He was paired with Fred Hickman for a nearly two-decade run on CNN's Sports Tonight program.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, indeed, after all this time.
This is a milestone show for Fred and me. 3,000 together.
That's right.
3,000 more, too.
Seems like only yesterday, and it wasn't. I've always looked up to Nick and always kind of aspired to do what he did. You know, he was a great inspiration to me. He taught me to be a better storyteller and a better reporter and a better journalist, a better person.
Charles reported on all of the major sporting events, from the Olympics to the Super Bowl.
I'm Nick Charles of CNN Sports, and hello again from Pontiac, Michigan.
In Sydney, Australia.
It's not just another day on the streets of London. We're here in the Rose Bowl, and the scoreboard tells the story.
This is Nick Charles on the stretch at Churchill Downs in Louisville.
Whether reporting or anchoring, Charles paid particular attention to the way he used his words.
Great storyteller. Tremendous storyteller. He could, and I've seen him do it, he could literally do a story about a horse and make you think that this horse was like a person. He could take boxing and turn it into something poetic.
The changing times and the calendar have turned Muhammad Ali from a fiery, unconventional star who always evoked reaction into a soft, endearing figure.
Charles not only had a way with words, he also had a way with the newsmakers in the world of sports.
George, do you mind the portrayal that you're a demanding guy?
You know me, I'm never going to be any different.
You look happy, you look confident, you look like I haven't seen you in a long time. What's the secret?
Hey, you know, this is my job, this is where I'm most comfortable at.
Those closest to Nick Charles say the guy that you saw on television was not unlike the friend and colleague they knew away from the studio.
Nobody had a better laugh than Nick. He just would light up a room with his laugh.
One more.
I mean, it just shook the room. And you knew that Nick was telling a story or listening to one and enjoying himself. He lived life to the fullest. He was something very, very special.
He could, you know, meet you or I and or just some guy that was walking up on the street, and he would make you feel as though he'd known you for 15 years. You know, hey, man, how you doing? Great to see you. Where are you from? You know, that was his whole thing. And it was genuine.
I think when people look back on Nick years to come, they're going to remember the hair. Oh, he loved that hair. It used to just drive us crazy. But in all seriousness, I think they're going to look back at one of the great sports journalists of all time. I don't think there's anything better that you can say about a man than that.
Not too much more you can say about a guy. I'm talking about a guy like Nick Charles, one of the truly great human beings that I met in the world. Not the world of sports, folks, the world at large. He was really a great guy, and he was so sincere, and he'd appear on the show anytime that I wanted him to. And I'd call him at different hours. You know, and he shot me an email like 2 weeks before he died or 10 days before he died talking about some boxing match that was on the air that night. It was a great fight, this and that. I mean, he was such a tremendous human being, and he'll always be missed here. And, of course, it's always tough to talk about those friends of yours that have passed, people that meant something to you. In other words, you know, a lot of people die, but this tribute show, we'll talk about Genaro Hernandez and then Lorraine Chargan later in the show, but this tribute show is about people that I truly cared about, people that cared about me, people that were big in sports, but people that were big in my life, and that's really important to me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the boxing version. Of course, this is the first hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to all the troops out there on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and of course we are live worldwide on the internet, and you can watch the video as I speak at facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. Of course, we got it all going on, folks, and we have open phone lines coast to coast as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag ringtalk, and of course, in the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today, where we go into the world of MMA, we'll talk with Brandon Schaub. Of course, he's taking on Ben Rothwell in the semi-main event next week at UFC 145. And we'll also do a live fight bite. That's right, Josh Barnett, how he got into the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make, and to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA data.
You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing right now on Ustream. That's right, facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. You're watching the videos of Genaro Hernandez winning the World Junior Lightweight Championship back in 1991 over Don Yolandis. And, of course, Genaro passed away June 7th, 2011. We had him on the show, I think, June the 3rd or June the 2nd, 2011. And, well, Scott, just roll the tape. Let's take it to Southern California, bring in the great Genaro Hernandez. Genaro, it's a very sad moment for me to have you on the radio at this point in time, but I thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Pedro, I appreciate you giving me the time to call us.
Well, what made you decide to end the chemotherapy? What was the decision behind that?
I didn't decide. The doctors, they claimed that the chemo that I had done in this last cycle, which was about a month ago, it was one of the hardest ones, supposedly, but it's just not doing anything to control the cancer, and the cancer is exploding all over me, and it's just giving me some vicious pain. I feel like my skin is burning. Like right now I'm talking to you, I feel like my left chest, it's up in flames right now.
Well, you know, I don't know what more to say than my brother, except that you've been the classiest guy that I've ever dealt with in boxing. And not only in boxing, but in the world at large. I mean, nobody deserves to go out in the manner in which you're going out. And it brings me to tears to sit here and have to talk to you like this. But I don't know what to say, man. All I can say is that I don't know anybody has ever said anything bad about you. I don't know anybody has ever said anything negative about you. You've been the most positive person I've ever met in my life, whether you were boxing, whether you were doing the CompuPunch numbers at ringside, no matter you're doing radio interviews, TV interviews. You know, I mean, people around the world realize that you are really a special human being, and I want to recognize you for that.
Well, you know what, Peter, I think we're all special human beings. We got all, you know, we all have something within us that, you know, that people would always accept, and they won't, and, you know, I'm just sorry that, you know, I'm saying these things, but my thing is that, you know what, we're all special. We know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this, and unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this, and, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate everything you guys ever did for me. And, you know, and I know they've given me only a couple of weeks to months, whatever. You know, whatever the Lord decides to give me is where I'm going to live. And, you know, if it's full of pain, it's the pain I'm going to go through. But you know what? What hurts me more is the fact that I got a beautiful wife and two kids, and I know my job was not done here. And, you know, it's trying to get cut short, but I'm going to try to prolong it as much as I can.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, man. If you need me to call me, and if you'd like me to speak at any services or things like that for me, you have your wife call me, and I will fly down and do all I can for you, okay?
I appreciate it, Pedro. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, and that's everybody for me.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care.
Folks, the great Genaro Hernandez, what more can I say? He's under pain medication as I speak. You can tell that that's not his voice per se. That's really not the energetic Genaro we've had over the years. And just don't know what to say. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One of my toughest interviews in 27-plus years of radio, folks. In fact, it brought me to tears here sitting in the studio just listening to that. And so that's why you were looking at the video of Genaro Hernandez winning the Junior Lightweight Championship of the World against Daniel Landis back in 1991. And the reason why I went straight to the video is that I didn't want you guys to see me on Facebook breaking up again. So I'm going to try to keep this on a positive level. It's really tough. This is a tribute show, but these are great people. These are memorable people in my lives, people that I had a lot of respect and a lot of love for. And one of the special people in my life, especially when I was raising my child, Jacqueline Fernandez, when she was 3 and 4 years old, and 2, 3, 4 years old, and 5 years old, is that we used to go up to Sacramento, California, to the Radisson Hotel. And we would spend sometimes there 4 or 5 days, and we'd go out, and we'd play in the swimming pool, and we'd play in the hot tub, and we'd eat there for free. And this was all put together by my next guest's late wife. I'm talking about Lorraine Chargan. Of course, that must be Don Chargan's on the line from Southern California. Don, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pedro. That was something hearing that interview with you and Gennaro.
That was, you know, a lot of people's got a lot of negative things. People, they say more negative things about me than they do say positive things, okay? But the bottom line is that was the toughest thing I've ever done.
Well, listen, I know how you were with Gennaro, and I know that the family really appreciated it.
Well, Rudy, the brother, and the daughters and the kids and this kind of stuff, I'll send them the show. And anyway, Don, how are you doing? How's life treating you? How down in Southern California?
Very good, very good. Our Alan Sanchez last night scored a one-round knockout on ESPN. He's the Fairfield kid that we've been using, and he's really coming into his own. He looked good. He fought one of the only two guys that had beaten him before, had decisioned him. This Reyes kid, who was 15-1 and was a prohibitive favorite, but Allen took him out in the first round.
Okay, is Gesta, is that Maurice, was it Mauricio Gesta? What's his name?
Mercito Hesta, yeah.
Hesta. Is he still are you still working with him?
No. Bob Arum took him from me.
Bob Arum taking fighters again?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Come on. This isn't 2012, is it? what do you think about tonight's fight between Juan Manuel Marquez and this guy, Sergey Fedichenko? Fedichenko's 30-1, 13 KOs. Doesn't look like he can punch much. And, of course, Marquez coming off that, I thought he got a gun pointed to his head, and they took the fight away from him.
Yeah, I thought he won the fight.
Yeah, with Manny Pacquiao, 50-6 now.
Pacquiao.
50 wins, 6 losses.
With this Russian, with Marquez, I've heard both pro and con on him, and you're right, he's not considered a puncher at all. And his only hope is that, one of these fights, even though it doesn't look like it, Marquez's age is going to, we'll be catching up one of these times. I don't think it'll be tonight, but he's, a good, solid fighter. And the Russian, you've seen it too. Some of them have come over and have been terrific, and others have had those glossy records and haven't been all that much.
Well, what about Manny Pacquiao? I mean, first he says he has this horrible fight with Marquez. They tell him he needs a knockout in the 12th round to win. He's praying down there in the corner, doing the Jesus cross, all that kind of stuff, praying for the decision. Then he ended up getting. Then he said he would fight Floyd Mayweather May 5th, but Floyd's going to jail. So 3 days later, Floyd says, well, guess what? I'm not going to jail until June the 1st at the very least. And then Manny Pacquiao says, well, I'm cutting. I can't fight until June. Is Pacquiao a little short in the intestinal fortitude department? Is it that he can't beat Floyd Mayweather and he really knows it? Is that what's going on here, Don?
I really think that's it, Pedro. I give all the props to Pacquiao. He's had a remarkable career, but I just think that Floyd is too much for him, and I think they know it. And I think the last couple of fights have, I think that they
illustrated that
bears him out. Yeah. That,
okay, what about Brandon Rios? He's fighting tonight. Did he finally make weight yesterday, or did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't make weight. He came in a couple pounds over, so it's the same as it was the last fight, I guess, if he'll pay a fine. And the other kid wins, he's the champion. If Brandon wins, then the title is still vacant.
Okay, of course, he's taking on Mr. Abril. You know, that's a split pay-per-view card. Of course, one part of the card coming from Mexico City, the other part coming from Las Vegas. You know, a lot of pay-per-view cards, for the most part, don't do all that well unless they've got a Mexican in the main event. And, of course, Marquez is in the main event. Does that mean we're going to see possibly maybe 80, 90, 100,000 homes tonight watching this fight?
Yeah, I'd say maybe, you know, right, I think we're right around 100, 110, right around in there. But, you know, this Rios, he gives you action. He's thrilling to watch.
Yeah, we're talking with Don Chargan, folks. Of course, the Hall of Famer from the International Boxing Hall of Fame, the World Boxing Hall of Fame. And today we're celebrating the passing of his wife. Of course, she was called the Dragon Lady, and not for the reasons that you would think, because she wasn't mean at all, unless you crossed her. I remember Russell Peltz saying one time that crossing Lorraine was sort of like crossing the mob. Once you crossed the mafia, you were done. So you didn't cross Lorraine. But I remember her taking care of herself in Concord, California. Some young four-round fighter was giving her some lip over some meal money or a paycheck or something like that, and he actually cussed at her. And I jumped in and physically pushed the guy back. She said, no, I can take care of my own battles here. And she moved me out of the way and went and got in the guy's face. So it wasn't much Lorraine was scared of. But, of course, she passed away 2 years ago. Now this past April 7th, Don, I know that every day is a rough day in the life of Don Chargan without the Dragon Lady around.
Yes, it is, Pedro. I just miss her like crazy.
And I'm happy, but of course I'm sad to do the show. You know, Nick Charles, Genaro Hernandez, and Lorraine Chargan, three people that meant a lot to me. But you know, Lorraine was so good to me and my daughter Jacqueline growing up that it was unbelievable. All that time I got to spend, and of course the late great Sid Tenner, who cannot bring Sid Tenner into the Don and Lorraine Chargan equation anytime we talk about the greatest three person team in boxing.
Yeah, but Sid was the greatest ticket seller there ever was.
Yeah, I loved
him. And he did everything out of a shoebox.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, there were people that loved Sid, and there were people that adored Sid. And what cracked me up is that Sid could get you a ticket to anything, folks. There was a sold-out concert at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium one night, and it had been sold out weeks in advance. I can't remember who it was, some R&B concert. And what did Sid do? Sid got me third row tickets the day of the concert.
Oh, yeah. Do you know when Tony Lopez defended against Jorge Pius?
Right.
At Arco Arena, which was a complete sellout.
It was a record gate for the time.
Yeah, the record at the time. It broke Ali and Ken Norton.
Mm-hmm.
But Sid himself, out of that shoebox, sold better than $100,000 worth of tickets.
My man, I saw him in the hospital just before he left us, and he told me, he said, "Don't be sad for me and this and that," because I was in tears at his bedside, and he was a wonderful man. I mean, before I let you go, one of the greatest Sid Tenner stories I've ever told anybody was when he ordered the massage for Bobby Chacon. He orders a massage for Bobby Chacon, the ex-world champion. So the massage guy shows up, and the massage guy's a gay guy. He's a gay escort. And he ends up rubbing Bobby down, and then he gets on top of Bobby in an inappropriate manner. I'll just put it to you like that. So if you can figure this one out, folks, you know what I'm talking about. And, of course, what Bobby said, I'll never let Sid Tenner get me another massage.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, with that, Don, I say God bless, and I'll talk to you real soon, sir. God bless the Dragon Lady.
Okay, Pedro, thank you. Bye-bye. You're
tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, coming up in the next hour at noon right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide as well on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, the Ustream video. We will bring you Brendan Schaub. Of course, he is in the co-main event of next week's UFC 145 in Atlanta, GA. We'll talk about the UFC. Lots of MMA to talk about in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Want to remember Nick Charles, Gennaro Hernandez, Lorraine Chargan. May they rest in peace. Of course, this was a tribute show to them. I want to thank Fred Hickman and CNN, the other broadcasters. And, of course, I want to thank the great Don Chargan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. And Michael Morley tweets, why is it so hard for a fighter to make his contracted weight? Because he's too big, Mike. You only weigh like about 240. You should weigh about 160. So who are you to tell anybody weight? Good God. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, of course. This next voice you're about to hear, of course, is the great Lenny Williams, formerly of Tower of Power, now with Lenny Williams himself. And he was on the Jimmy Fallon show this past Wednesday night, and he tore up the house. And I guess when you listen to his voice, you know why.